Quintanilla launches re-election campaign, focuses on vision and fiscal responsibility. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. McAllen City Commissioner Omar Quintanilla officially launched his re-election campaign at the Embassy Suites Event Center, surrounded by supporters, community leaders, and residents of District 3. With 8 years of service and over 25 years of community involvement in McAllen, Quintanilla said the campaign is about continuing progress while staying rooted in fiscal responsibility. "I feel great," Quintanilla said. "We officially kicked off our campaign at the Embassy Suites Event Center today. And it's great to explain my history as city commissioner for the last 8 years to the voters." Quintanilla's resume includes more than just his current position. He is a Leadership McAllen Class 20 graduate and was previously president of two advisory boards. His professional background in banking plays a central role in how he approaches public service. "It takes a banker with my skill set to lead District 3 in McAllen for 4 more years," he said. Among the many developments Quintanilla has helped oversee, several key projects are on the horizon. He pointed to the city's plans to develop a new athletic complex that includes tennis courts and long-awaited aquatics facilities. "For far too long, we've been deficient in the aquatics area in McAllen, but we're going to rectify that very soon," he said. He also cited the Anzaldúa's International Bridge expansion as a significant win for regional commerce. "That's going to help us with truck traffic, to get Maquila business from McAllen into Reynosa and back and forth," he explained. Another marquee project, the expansion of Quinta Mazatlan, aims to bring even more tourism and cultural engagement to the city. A focal point of discussion was the Boai Reservoir, a roughly 67 to 70-acre property near La Plaza Mall. The city has recently drained the reservoir and is exploring redevelopment options. "They've seen that the water has been drained, right? They know that McAllen is doing something," said Quintanilla. "We're working to develop that space into something that the city can be proud of." While enthusiastic about the property's potential, Quintanilla emphasized a cautious and community-centered approach. "If we're going to spend money, I want to get the voters to buy in on that," he said. "To weigh in, for us to say yes or no. I like that project and what you're doing there or not." Citing contractual obligations, Quintanilla noted that full details on the Boai Reservoir project have not yet been released. "We have agreements in place, so we're working on that. We're working on trying to release some information," he said. "But my emphasis is making sure that we do it appropriately." In District 3 specifically, Quintanilla highlighted infrastructure improvements such as lighting upgrades and the widening of Taylor Road. "South of Business 83, it's already been completed," he said. "We're going to work north of Business 83. So, a lot of great projects in McAllen." He also reminded voters that his reputation for cautious budgeting is well earned. "If you talk to any commissioner I work with, they'll tell you that I'm a hawk regarding expenses," he said. "If it concerns risk, I try to spread that out. We don't want the risk upon ourselves here in McAllen." As he moves forward with the campaign, Quintanilla said his focus remains on service, accountability, and long-term vision. "We've done so much," he said, "but there's so much more to be done in McAllen."